Station 1. Milne Bay. The Milne Bay area is a narrow strip of land between the mountains and the sea, ranging in width from a few hundred meters to 3 kilometers at its widest point, perpetually soggy with sago and mangrove swamps. It is notorious for torrential rain, and during World War II was a malarial pest hole. The entrance to the bay is 11 kilometers wide and flows west for 32 kilometers. General MacArthur decided to establish an air base there. On the 25th of June, 1942, elements of 55th Battalion AMF landed and 4 days later United States anti-aircraft batteries and one company of an engineer battalion arrived. Their task was to construct an airstrip at Gilligilli by the 20th of July. This force was strengthened on the 11th of July by Milne Force under Brigadier John Field, which comprised the 9th, 25th and 61st Battalions of the 7th Brigade AMF, plus anti-tank and anti-aircraft artillery, and 24th Field Company of Engineers. The elements of the 55th Battalion then returned to Port Moresby. As soon as the strip was ready, an Australian fighter squadron would be provided. Brigadier Field, an AIF veteran, was a mechanical engineer, and soon after his arrival was instructed to construct a second airstrip, choosing Waikanae on the western shore. New roads were built, and bridges across many creeks strengthened, and a wharf constructed southeast of Gilligilli. The first air raid was on the 4th of August, when aircraft of the 75th and 76th squadrons were strafed. These had arrived on the 25th of July, and were commanded by squadron leaders L.D. Jackson and P. Turnbull. The group also included squadron leader Bluey Truscott, who had won fame in the Royal Air Force Fighter Command in 1941. There was a second raid on the 11th of August. Work then began on a third airstrip by the 43rd United States Engineer Regiment, which had landed on the 7th of August, between Gilligilli and Kilbarrow. Brigadier Field had by then dispersed his ground troops strategically. By the 21st of August, Brigadier G.F. Wooten's 18th Brigade, veterans of Tubral, had landed with 9 battery of the 2nd 5th Field Regiment. On the 22nd of August, Major General Close took command of Milne Force and repositioned the infantry battalions, the main dispositions covering from Gilligilli along the 4-meter-wide track to KB Mission, and then on to Ahioma. On the 24th of August, 7 enemy assault barges landed on the southwest of Goodenough Island, which were promptly destroyed by Australian aircraft. The Japanese were to rue the loss of these stranded troops. Enemy troops landed at 1 a.m. on the 26th of August, forcing the withdrawal of D Company of 61st Battalion from Ahioma, and then moved west to attack B Company with infantry and 2 tanks. B Company was reinforced, and attacked through the ceaseless mud with artillery and air support, gaining 800 meters, but Japanese pressure was increased. The Australians were forced to withdraw back to KB Mission, and then to the Garma River in the early hours of the 27th of August. Losses in the 61st Battalion had been 15 killed, 14 wounded and some missing, and in the 25th Battalion, 3 killed and 2 missing. At 2 p.m., the 2nd 10th Battalion AIF relieved 61st Battalion, advancing to the mission. At 8 p.m., the Japanese successfully counter-attacked with their 2 tanks, against which sticky bombs were ineffective, having been made useless by dampness. Lieutenant Colonel Dobbs was forced to withdraw to the vicinity of No. 3 Strip, arriving there on the 30th of August. The 2nd 10th Battalion had lost 43 killed and 26 wounded. Now confronting the Japanese was the 25th Battalion on the southeast corner of No. 3 Strip, but the 2nd 12th Battalion moved forward on the 28th of August. On the night of the 29th of August, more Japanese were landed on the north shore. At 3 a.m. on the 31st of August, the enemy began a strong attack against No. 3 Strip, but were repulsed by the 61st and 25th Militia Battalions, and the 2nd 12th Battalion, with heavy losses. Counter-attacking quickly, the 2nd 12th Battalion reached KB Mission by 5 p.m. on the 1st of September. And C companies of 9th Battalion moved forward to support both flanks, probably killing more than 100 enemy. The 2nd 12th Battalion patrolled a kilometre east of the mission. One company from 61st and 25th Battalions relieved the rear elements of 2nd 12th Battalion at the Garma River, thus increasing the strength of the AIF Battalion. On the 3rd of September, they gained considerable ground, and were joined by 2 companies of the 2nd 9th Battalion who took over the advance. On the 4th of September, the 2nd 9th Battalion stalled temporarily, but at 3 p.m. attacked with mortar and artillery support. It was here that Corporal John French was awarded a posthumous Victoria Cross for eliminating 3 Japanese machine gun nests. Next day, the battalion struck heavy opposition, but after air support by late afternoon, opposition had ceased. On the 6th of September, patrols reached Ahioma. That night, Japanese ships sank a motor vessel at Giligili Wharf and shelled the shoreline, with the heaviest casualties in the 2nd 12th Battalion. The next night, enemy ships again shelled the wharf and No. 3 strip. On the 8th of September, the 2nd 9th Battalion moved back to Giligili by sea, and were later joined by the 2nd 12th Battalion. The campaign was over, but the 2nd 9th Battalion had lost 30 killed and 90 wounded, and the 2nd 12th Battalion 35 killed and 44 wounded. Of the 2,000 enemy who landed, mostly naval landing forces, 700 were killed plus 300 lost on the Nankai Moru, which was sunk by the Royal Australian Air Force. The RAF squadrons and the field artillery were crucial to the Australian victory, the first against Japanese land forces in the Southwest Pacific, and put an end to the enemy plan of a two-pronged advance on Port Moresby. Field Marshal Viscount Sling said,
"It was Australian soldiers who first broke the spell of the invincibility of the Japanese army. Those of us who were in Burma have cause to remember."
The following is the citation published in the London Gazette on the 14th of January, 1943, for the posthumous award for the Victoria Cross to Corporal John Alexander French, of the 2nd 9th Australian Infantry Battalion, AIF, for his actions on the 4th of September, 1942. The citation reads,
"At Milne Bay on the afternoon of the 4th of September 1942, a company of an Australian infantry battalion attacked the Japanese position east of the KB Mission, where it encountered terrific rifle and machine gun fire. The advance of the section, of which Corporal French was in command, was held up by fire from 3 enemy machine gun posts, whereupon Corporal French, ordering his section to take cover, advanced and silenced one of the posts with grenades. He returned to his section for more grenades and again advanced and silenced the second post. Armed with a Thompson submachine gun, he then attacked the third post, firing from the hip as he went forward. He was seen to be badly hit by the fire from this post, but he continued to advance. The enemy gun ceased to fire, and his section pushed on to find that all members of the 3 enemy gun crews had been killed and that Corporal French had died in front of the third gun pit. By his cool courage and disregard of his own personal safety, this non-commissioned officer saved the members of the section from heavy casualties and was responsible for the successful conclusion of the attack.